Welcome back to the Beast Game Podcast. This is a review for Atomic Blonde. It's directed by David Leitch. It's written by Kurt Johnstad. And it's based off a book called The Cold of City, written by Anthony Johnston and Sam Hart. It stars Charlize Theron, James McAvoy, John Goodman, and Sophia Boutella. And the synopsis is, an undercover MI6 agent is sent to Berlin during the Cold War to investigate the murder of a fellow agent and recover a missing list of double agents. It begins with a clip of Ronald Reagan about the Berlin Wall. The movie is set in Germany during the late 1980s. A spy is being chased. Eventually, he's killed by a KGB officer. Next, we get an interview with Charlize Theron's character, Lorraine Broughton. She's an MI6 spy. She's getting interviewed by MI6 and the CIA. Everything with this movie is being told through flashbacks and is more about the aftermath of events. She was sent to investigate the British spy named Gascon that died. Gascon was investigating a possible double agent that was trying to get a list of all the undercover agents in Germany and Russia, which is what the synopsis gave. We'll stop there. I expected a lot from this movie, and I was really disappointed. It's directed by one of the people responsible for the John Wick series. John Wick, the movies are great, and they create a good atmosphere that works. This movie has a lot of problems, and is nowhere near that. The setting is okay. Because of the interview style, it goes into a flashback scene, retelling the events, interview scene, flashback, repeat. Having this happen breaks the immersion. Once you're into the setting, you're being taken out of it immediately because you have to go back to the interview. The movie's very hyper-stylized with 1980s music and the cinematography. It's dull at other points. There's a lot of product placement that becomes annoying after a while. The movie is a big advertisement for Jack Daniels and Stolies. Overall, the movie feels like a big music video. That's because of DOP, the cinematographer on this, comes from a music video background. He's done music videos for Christina Aguilera, Miley Cyrus, Drake, and Katy Perry. The next problem is that the movie isn't interesting. That is key for any spy thriller movie. For a book that was written in 2012, the story feels like a mesh of Mission Impossible 1 with Tom Cruise because of the knock list and the Bond M relationship from Casino Royale up to Skyfall. The whole story is about trying to find the mysterious double agent and who's double-crossing who. The movie feels long, and it's just shy of 2 hours. 30 minutes could have been cut out of this movie, and it would have been a lot tighter package. Every action scene is in the trailer, and it makes the movie not worth it. The action scenes themselves are above average. Again, I expected more from part of the team that brought you John Wick. None of the action scenes are on that level. Charlize Theron does an admirable job, but the poor story undercuts a lot of that work. The acting also reflects the plot. Charlize Theron is pretty bland compared to her role in The Fate of the Furious. She's stoic and not interesting as a spy. James McAvoy seems to be having fun, but his character is typical for a spy movie. I would also really like for Sophia Boutella to be in a good movie again. She was in that horrible Mummy movie, and the last good movie that she was in was Kingsman. The dialogue isn't written well, and that's because of the soulless story. Having said that, this movie gets a 4.5. That's mainly due to the setting and action. The low points of this are the story and acting. Everything in this movie is tedious. For every John Wick or Jason Bourne, you get Salt or Hannah. This movie isn't up to Haywire standards. And that's the Beast Game Podcast. You can find more of our podcasts at beastgame.com, iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, TuneIn, iHeartRadio, Twitter, and YouTube.